Jody, you know, I've noticed so many more cooking shows and competitions involving, well, people that are getting younger and younger. I mean, kids actually competing. And kids are really getting into the science of cooking, and there's a lot more interest in that. And your book, Edible Science, Experiments You Can Eat, really speaks to them. It's not a matter of playing with our food. It's understanding what we're doing with our food, isn't it?
Absolutely. Everything you do in the kitchen, I mean, everything, all of cooking is chemistry. It's the result of the chemical interactions between your ingredients and what happens when those ingredients are heated. And so everything, when you're cooking, you're always doing science. It's just whether or not you understand what's happening.
Absolutely. You know, I've always thought of, I'm a baker, and I know there's a lot of science that goes into baking. You have to be a lot more careful with your ingredients, but it carries,
yes,
carries into everything else we do in the kitchen too, right?
Right, absolutely. So even just something as simple as making a container of couscous. That's all about the movement of water and how we get water molecules to go into dry substances. Or making beef jerky is getting water molecules to come out of dry substances, to come out of wet substances.
Well, what are some of the favorite things that you put into Edible Science? I've been looking through that. I wouldn't think of teaching a kid, for instance, how to make baked Alaska, but this is a good one.
It's almost like a magic trick. When you stick that you take the baked Alaska out of the oven, it's warm, you've cooked it, and you cut it open, and there's frozen ice cream in the middle. And so I wanted to get into why, how can we do that? And plus, it's just a really fun dessert to eat.
Well, indeed it is. And don't you think this is going to get more kids to want to get into the kitchen and learn to cook when they realize it's not work, it's fun?
Absolutely. And I have the kind of kids, they're going to make a mess. They're going to be doing something, tinkering around. And I would just assume have them come make that mess in the kitchen. And when they're done, have something that I can put on the table for supper.
Well, I think the making the mess part of it really attracts them. And then the eating part. I don't know so much about the cleaning up.
Well, that is not addressed in the book. The parents up on their own on that one.
Well, National Geographic for Kids puts out some great books. It's fun for the whole family. I could see giving the kids this for Christmas because it does introduce them to cooking. It introduces them to science, and it really makes them think about how much work everybody else is doing to put that food on the table.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they take pride, and there's a lot of research that shows when they've helped prepare the food and they've helped select the food that they're more interested in eating it.
When you sat down to work on Edible Science, what was your main goal? Was it more entertaining or was it education?
Well, my background is in education, and so that's always an important thing for me. I don't think that those have to be an either or. I think that how I selected what went in here were the things that I thought were really fun. And that was what I wanted to teach them about, were the things that were in fact really fun and really interesting to do.
Well, it is a lot of fun too. And the book itself is really nice because it is colorful. It's easy to understand. And you really do have some great recipes in here. I like color changing cookies though. Purple cookies are very cool.
Yes. And you make up a batch and half of them end up purple and half of them end up pink simply because of the pH of the ingredients that you put in the cookies.
Also, what was the other one? Oh, watching how odors are made. I don't think of watching odors. I think of smelling odors, but it's got to start somewhere, right?
Exactly. That we buy a lot of processed food in this country, and a lot of times we get something and we are, for example, tasting strawberry and we feel, or smelling strawberry and feeling like, oh, this has so much strawberry in it, when in fact, all they have to do is get the key chemicals inside a strawberry that give you that smell. There doesn't have to be any strawberry in there. And that's one of the things that illustrates, is that you can mix up a set of things that do not have any strawberry, and your nose will still recognize it as a strawberry smell.
That is interesting. And you mentioned how much processed food we eat in this country. Will something like Edible Science hopefully turn them away from too much processed and into creating their own food?
I think it has the potential to get kids very interested in the kinds of things that happen in the kitchen and taking some pride and enjoyment in the work that they might do in the kitchen. Whether or not it turns them away from processed food, I find with my own children that that's always a challenge.
Well, it is, but I think if they enjoy what they're doing in the kitchen, it's going to spur them on to doing more things and, you know, hopefully that'll have a really positive impact on them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we tried hard to include, you know, there are some things like baked Alaska and maple candy, but also making sure that we have some salads and some meat dishes and some things that introduce them to a variety of different ingredients.
There really is a little bit of something for all the kids in the family in Edible Science. If you were going to give this to a child for, say, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, what's the age limit on this? How young would you give this book out to?
Well, I think of 8 to 14 as being the sweet spot for the book, but I've done some of this with my son, who is 6, and it doesn't talk, it's not condescending. So if there is a high schooler who was interested in this kind of thing, they would also be interested in the book because it's not written in a condescending manner.
Well, what was the creation process like for this? How much damage did your kitchen entail on the way?
Well, since most of it is just cooking, it was exactly what my kitchen was made to do.
There you go.
But I actually, a lot of my friends were concerned when they heard that I was going to be putting out what was essentially a cookbook, because perhaps I do a little bit too much experimenting in the kitchen.
Ah.
And so I worked with a food writer on this. And so I would determine what would be a good recipe that would be fun and illustrate some science, and then she would actually put the steps together to make sure that when it was done, it was edible science.
Well, if your friends had some concern about what was going on in there, have you had some interesting dinner parties with interesting results?
I specifically recall an instance in college in which I was cooking what I thought was just fine in the kitchen, and all of a sudden a group of friends came thundering down the stairs, in which one of them looked at the others and said, "Well, I don't think it's that weird." And I had no idea I was doing anything that could generate that kind of interest.
And see what it led to. You're
That's
making
right.
money
That's
off
right.
it now. Well, Carol, the book is, or rather, Jody, the book is wonderful, and it was written with Carol Tennant. Do you have anything else coming down the line?
I do, but I don't think I'm quite at liberty to talk about it yet.
It's a secret, so we'll have to follow up with you and see if you've blown anything else up.
Exactly.
Well, the book is Edible Science. It would be a wonderful holiday gift, or just get it for your kids now and have a little more fun in the kitchen. Relax. It's only cooking, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for your time today, and we're looking forward to whatever you'll come up with next.